Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And buongiorno would be appropriate because we're talking about Italian wine again today, which is not a bad thing.
Italian wine again?
Italian wine. It's so sad, isn't it? We need somebody to send us to beautiful Montefalco.
Definitely.
It's right near Perugia in beautiful Umbria, and we are going to be sampling a grape that is native to Montefalco, and that is Sagrantino. This was a grape that disappeared for a little while. It's an old, old grape native to this area, but it fell out of production, and since the 90s has really come back in a big way. The first of these is the 2007 Tenuta Castelbuono Montefalco Sagrantino, and this was a $37 bottle of wine, and this, right from the color, you can tell is a full-strength, full-bodied Italian wine that you would expect. You know, it's sort of similar to Brunello's or some of the Barbarescos, but I mean, it has its own flavor. It had some nice tannins, had a very, very lovely perfumey nose, and I enjoyed it very much.
Last week, we talked about the Gricante, and I was particularly impressed by the nose, the fragrance of the wine. And I would say the same thing for this wine, even though it's red. Beautifully elegant in the nose, a little bit of duskiness, almost a little bit of lavender or some sort of dried herbe de Provence, mm-hmm. even though this is Italy, I understand. On the palate, a little beefy, not heavy, but a little underlying sort of raw beefiness, but also just really sweet fruit. I like it. Again, as in with some of the red wine that we tried last week, I wish it had a little more structure, but this is still really lovely.
I have to confess that we taped this show in the evening, and neither of us have had dinner, and all this makes me want to do is have dinner and enjoy this wine with a great meal.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the 2007 Montefalco Sagrantino from Tenuto Castelbuono. And if you have a little bit more in the cash department, you might want to try the 2007 Colepiano Sagrantino di Montefalco, and this was from Arnaldo Caprai. This was a monster wine, huge tannins, aged in oak for
22 months.
That's a long time. And you could really tell this had wood. This was mellowed. And you lost the fragrance and the delicateness, but you had a wine that was really robust and quite intense in its flavors.
I was a little distracted by the wood, I have to say, both in the nose and on the palate. It may just need more time to smooth itself out. It may just be a little uneven. That said, it did have incredible structure, some good ripe fruit to it. I just felt like the balance was off, at least right now.
If you're an Italian wine enthusiast, maybe you buy this, you put this down for a few years.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this is a wild ride, I think. So I think Sagrantino is an interesting grape, and I think it's worth pursuing. And it's nice that Umbria has its signature wine like Tuscany does in many ways.
And Sagrantino, correct me if I'm wrong, it derives from the same word as sacrament?
That's correct. And it was used for sacred wine for a while and also used for sweet wines for a while. But now they're making it into some very impressive table wines
that are available here, and this is not always easy to find in the U.S.
Exactly so. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers!